You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Go in Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray, our first fresh show of 2025. I'm toying around with the graphics. Wanted to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your patience on getting back here after the holidays and travel and everything going on in Southern California and LA. First, at the very beginning of the show, what's most important, I want everybody to know we are actively supporting all the first responders, all the everyday heroes, all the survivors of these fires in Palisades, Altadena, and everywhere in between. Thank you so much to our relentless first responders. A special shout out to my sister of almost 30 years and best friend, Sheila Kelleher-Bricot. You'll see her every night for the last 11 nights, giving us factual updates and being just a good human. So she sacrificed, you know, a lot with her family, her kids, her husband. And she's been on the news every night, if not every other night, giving us, you know, real live reports about what's happening. So, guys, thanks so much for everything that you do. And the everyday heroes, right? People rescuing animals and donating clothes and goods and services and food. And, you know, let's keep doing that. We're going to need to really support everybody and just be good humans in this moment. So I'm sure we'll get to the truth of it, what has happened. I know that there's a lot of factors that move with, you know, 100 mile winds and fires. So shout out to everybody being good neighbors at this time. Happy 2025, everybody. We made it. We made it to another year. This is our sixth year. We're going in. September will be our sixth year on the air with Sam. Sam, I don't know how you put up with me for 6 years, darling, but and we're streaming live on YouTube. If it's not working today, it will be working for the rest of this month. So I'm excited to push this out in real time on YouTube. But without further ado, we have our first guest of 2025 coming from a beautiful, shiny state in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale. Michael Kublin, how's it going?
Welcome. Nice. Thank you so much, Monique, for having me on the show. It's going wonderful. I'm just very blessed to be the first show that you have of 2025, and I hope that everybody gets something out of it that they can implement not only in 2025, but forever.
Oh, I love it. No, thank you so much. That smiley face is all we need to start this year. Thank you. I want to go, you're welcome. I want to go full screen, Sam, on Michael and give him the floor. Michael, introduce yourself and tell us about your brand.
So my name is Michael Kublin. I'm the president of People Tech Coaching. We are, I believe that business relationships, effective business relationships, are the most important skill that you can have in the workplace. And those relationships that you have with others begin on the inside first. We're a full service coaching company, and we have a flagship program called the Leadership Journey that cultivates with an actual certification, the Certified Professional Leader of Business Relationships. We're the only ones we know of that certify you with your people skills, how you listen, how you handle conflict, how you handle change, how you set your vision, mission, goals. And I'm just glad to be here on the show, Monique. And thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness, you're welcome. So a couple things stand out right away, which, goodness, we definitely need to always be sharpening our skills. We definitely need to be rated on how we're handling it. And I think that you have tapped into something really great here where you can hold a mirror up to someone and say, all right, here's where you are. Here's where you're trying to go. I don't know.
That's exactly it. That's why I wrote the book, The Leadership Lessons of Howard Stern. I wrote it for the reason you just mentioned, so that it gives people a mirror. And actually, I use, in what I do speeches all over the place, I use a mirror, but I use a two-way mirror. How do we look at ourselves? What's working? What's not? How do we empower ourselves to go from where we are to where we want to be? And then how do we help others do that? Again, it's the relationship you have with yourself and the relationship you have with others.
Wow, you're saying the quiet part out loud. A lot of startups, like entrepreneurs in conversations and in passing, really aren't self-aware. They don't realize, some of them are, I don't want to say that. So I'll say maybe 40% I've spoken to recently. They don't understand this is how you're showing up. And it trickles into your business. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself about who you are. And I drag myself to the carpet all the time. So there's no shock. I need to work on this. You don't even have to tell me, and I'm working on it. But, you know, why do you think that is? Why do people think that there's a disconnection from how you speak to yourself, how you treat yourself and others in your personal life from your business?
Well, a lot of times it's different reasons, but most of it is the relationship, like I said, that it starts on the inside first. It's what you know about yourself. What do you want? What do you desire? What is it that you're willing to put through yourself through to get it? Most of us have not had a chance to really experience tools that they can use to look inside themselves. So either they've gone by history, what their parents have said, what society has said, what others have guided them towards, and they've shown up in the way that has been kind of grilled into them since they were young. And they have fears, insecurities. I have the same. I work on them all the time. And those fears and insecurities take over so much that they don't realize how powerful they are as a leader, as an individual, and the influence that they have on anything that they want to create. And I wrote the book for that reason, because I wanted to everyone to know that everyone on the planet is a leader, not just certain people. A lot of people argue with me on that. Oh, no, Mike, you have to have certain skills to be the leader. No, everyone has the leader based on behaviors that they make a decision to use or not use. So their leadership is they're not using those skills, abilities, and talents that they have that they could be using. And they've chosen not to use them.
Wow. That's a really great perspective. I guess you're right. I mean, because everybody wants something different, right? There's no two of the same, like we want exactly the same things, or how we're going to get there is different. There's a different blueprint. And I like that you're speaking about this. You're addressing this in your book. Can you hold the book up again for us so we can get a visual imprint? Hold up real close. Guys, check this book out. Read the title for us, Michael.
It's The Leadership Lessons of Howard Stern. And so I used Howard Stern for a purpose. The reason is because people don't think of him as your standard leadership person. I do a lot of work in the corporate sector, but I do a lot of work with others as well. And a lot of people would, as a matter of fact, a lot of my friends, they poo-poo, oh no, he's not a leader. He does this, he does that, he does this, he does that. But that's the whole point. Everyone on the planet has skills, abilities, and talents. And in the book, I label that magic dust. It's part of our compass. The compass is part of our flagship program, The Leadership Journey, which we've had thousands of graduates with. And the magic dust of a person, the special gift, the unique gift that each and every person has is unique to them. The issue is everyone else on the planet has magic dust as well. Do you have a good enough relationship with yourself to find out what it is and to use it so that you can connect it to the dream and desires that you want to implement in your life?
Wow. You just cannot avoid self-reflection if you're going to jump into Michael's camp. So let's speak about your camp, Michael. Let's talk about this process in which an entrepreneur, an individual, a leader, a self-starter, whomever you are, wherever you are right now in January of 2025, where can they go with your leadership course, and why is it different? You said something about being certified. Let's do a deep dive on that.
So let's do a deep dive on it. Obviously, they can get everything in this book. However, in the program that we have, The Leadership Journey, there are five different instruments, self-reflective instruments that we've purposely refined over the years to help people look at themselves. How do they handle conflict? How do they handle change? What's their vision, mission, goals? How do they show up to other people? How do they act on a team? How do they build trust? How do they lose trust? So those are the instruments we use in the program. If they want to start their self-reflection, they could get the book, The Leadership Lessons of Howard Stern, and then they could start following the compass. Well, what do they do? Where do they start? Okay, they start with, like we call it, Johari window. They start with awareness. How do they begin to study themselves? What do they like? What do they not like? What is it that they've always wanted to do that they've never had a chance to do? That relationship with yourself, that self-confidence with yourself, to put things aside and start looking inside at how and what you want to create before you leave this planet. And so you start with different tools. You can start with free tools that are out on the internet. There's free Myers-Briggs, there's free DISC, there's free positive intelligence. You take those assessments and you start to look at the results of those, and it tells you how you show up. So the more information you have on how you show up, and then combine it with what is it that I really want to do? I would say get a coach. We're a coaching company. We coach individuals, we coach teams, and we coach entire organizations with a thing called relationeering. Again, how do you do that? Well, you've got to start somewhere. You start on the inside first, and then you look at how do you come across to yourself and others? What is it that we want to create? And what is our vision, our mission, our goals, and our measures? And are we willing to hold ourselves accountable? I'll ask you, Monique, you started the show.
Yes.
You had to have a dream, an aspiration. Set many years ago, you had that. And you had the courage to go ahead and start looking and implementing. Did it go perfect at first? I'm sure not.
No.
I'm sure there were highs, lows, sideways. And are you willing to persist and keep going through it? That's what the leadership journey is. And it's a unique journey for every single person. Just like your magic dust is unique, so is your journey of your vision, your mission, your goals, and your measures.
Oh, such good. Listen, you guys, I didn't know we were going to church or temple today, but Michael is taking us there, and I love it.
Thank
so,
you.
Michael, you know, you mentioned Howard Stern in the title, which I think is marketing genius, because you get one of two reactions with that name, right? And that's the goal of it. It stands out. You're very good at that, and I really commend you there. But when people pull back the veil, yeah, Howard Stern you might hate him or love him or in between. He's been on the air for a long time. His brand has been here through it all. He has been here. And so he's got that secret dust that you can take what works and leave the rest, throw out what doesn't work. But, you know, I really am loving this whole self-reflective thing. It's almost like customer mapping, right?
But in reverse. But it's mapping yourself and your customers.
That's right.
Thank you. The authenticity of Howard is very special.
Yeah.
He is himself, and he has learned and grown and transformed. So over the years, some people like that. Some people don't like it that he's learned, grown, and transformed. He shares everything on the radio, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The issue is he's willing to do that. Are we all willing to do that? Because each of us needs to be willing to be who we are and not be afraid of it.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, listen, this right here is something we need, guys. I think that Michael is setting the tone for a really good 2025. If you're out there aspiring to do anything, if you're already doing something and it's not going the way you want it, start at home. And home is yourself. Look at yourself. Be honest. Hold yourself to the carpet. And don't be afraid to see what you see, because it's beautiful. No matter how messy or what you've done in the past, the fact that you're willing to look at yourself and make it better, everything's going to be better. Your personal relationships, your business relationships, but you have to look at yourself and tell the truth to yourself about what it is you're doing. Michael, when's the next camp? When can we get signed up? When can we get certified? Where do we need to go?
Okay, to get certified, you could sign up for the next leadership journey. The next one is in February. We run them open enrollment about once or twice a month. So the next one is February 20th, I think it is, from 12 Eastern to 2 Eastern. That's session one of 12. If anyone is interested, they can reach out to me at Michael Kuglin at peopletechcoaching.com, P-E-O-P-L-E-T-E-K, coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com. They can reach out to me and attend the journey. They can pick up the book, The Leadership Lessons of Howard Stern, get a chance to read what the journey is, and then reach out to me later. Whatever works best for them. I want to make sure that everyone on the planet gets a chance to follow the leadership lessons that has helped me so much throughout my career and throughout my life. It didn't come easy. I'm still learning. There was someone that said, you teach what you need to learn the most. And sometimes I look at that and I say, you know, you're right. I'm still teaching. I'm still learning.
Oh, love that honesty, humility, and that smile, guys. He's smiling for a reason. Something's going right. Michael, give me an example, if you could, in Q1 and 2 of 2025. What is your dream student or dream leader that perhaps is sector in the business world you haven't really touched upon a lot or haven't done at all? Or someone that might challenge you, or, you know, who would be, what would that look like?
That's an excellent question. And we've touched almost every sector, but let me talk about who we do the really, really best with. The technical world. We skyrocket with the technical people. Why? Because the technical people have the credentials in every bit of technology that you can imagine. What sometimes they lack are the leadership skills, the people skills that go with it. When they get both of those, they're forces that cannot be stopped. And we have found it, that there's not an industry that doesn't need our help. The healthcare industry, the relationship that you have with doctors, with nurses, hospitals, with their administrators, the administrators, with all the people that work there, because they have to be able to connect to their patients. So if you have a common vision, mission, goals, and measures, everybody talks that. What we help them do is align their behavior that way. Why? Because the number one most important skill is effective business relationships. And we have a certification for that. So at the end of the journey, the 6 months, they take the certification. If they pass it, we know that they have the skills that they can apply in the workplace. They're doing it right away. We know they know it. We know they can carry it out at that point.
So important. So important. I just wrote an email to someone today, and it was an email that, you know, the 10 years ago, Monique wouldn't have written it in the same way. I'm definitely growing and expanding. And I had to take the high road and go, hey, you know, you bring value. Let's see if we can, you know, clear this dust up and sprinkle some magic dust on and just assure this person that they add value more than they don't. And handling them the way I would want to be handled. How about that?
Exactly. And once you do that, you're free. You've done acceptance, forgiveness, and you're grateful, because there is nothing that anyone can do that's going to hurt you at that point, because you've given up to win.
That's it. Giving up to win. Michael, I'm excited to get my hands on your book. I know your team's sending one my way, darling. I'm sure.
Good. There will be one for me. If they don't send it, I will be sending it.
I would love a hand-signed one, and I will promote it on our socials. Any books that come here at the startup get a post, a personal post, and when I can get to all of them, a review. But right now, I just post them and tag and show everybody. And where can we pick it up? Amazon and everywhere, right?
Amazon has it. You can order it right off of Amazon. You can get the Kindle version or the regular version. And I have a call that goes with it the last Thursday of every month from 4 to 5. I do a Zoom call. Anybody that wants to attend that, it is free. So they get a chance to experience what other people are saying and how they can really learn some of the things that they learned in the journey, but maybe they don't want to put their full faith in the journey yet, and they just want to try the book, and that's fine too.
Do they get to come? Is it different locations? Do they get to come to beautiful Florida where you are? How does that work?
Well, since it's done the leadership journey is run open enrollment virtual. However, okay, we have done it in companies. We come to your location. We've done it where you start in person, go virtual. Then we come back in person, go back virtual again. Then we graduate in person. We've done every combination that you can think of. So we'll come wherever. We run them all over the world, these journeys. Okay. So we run virtual. So it really doesn't really matter where you are. We were doing that way before COVID, and we've been running these, and we've been refining it over 15 years of making more and more improvements to it. So
beautiful. I'm excited to see how this picks up. I know that you're going to make a bestsellers list if you haven't already. You're really giving people the things you go to get your MBAs. School, there's these things they touch on, but you're giving people really tangible skills that they can see a pickup in their business. They can see a retention in their business just like that if they just apply it. And I think that it'll spread all over their life, right?
No doubt about it. We have people that say not only did they improve their business life, they improved their home life. We've had people say, I finally found my voice as a leader. I never had that happen before. I couldn't find my voice. I'm getting along better with my customers than I've ever gotten along, getting along better with the teammates. I finally got the project in that I was working on for years. And we've had many say, we've had companies even say, we had a focus area of being the most customer service oriented, and we couldn't get it going, and they didn't realize it was them that couldn't get it going.
Well, that's good. It's your uncle, your big brother of business that you didn't know you needed. Michael, I don't want to say Kublin, Got to say it correctly.
Kublin, Kublin, it works either way. So.
Well, you're left, I want you to shout out and say, what will you start up today with me, okay, as we go? We'll see you next week, guys. I'm with Michael. And what will you start up today?
I'm going to start the startup today.
We'll see you guys next week. Be well, be kind, and start that business. Thank you, Michael.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.